Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. We've all heard of suicide prevention hotlines and numbers folks can dial in an emergency, but what about a not-so-hotline for people looking to stave off crisis before it happens? New Mexico's new Warm Line aims to connect people who just need to talk. Sometimes the person who answers the Warm Line is the only person that caller will speak to all day. And Carrie Greer, a certified peer support worker at the Warm Line, says that real human interaction makes all the difference in a world riddled with empty digital contact.
We live in a world with all sorts of social media and where we can apparently connect with friends at any moment of the day, but loneliness is rampant. We actually aren't as connected as we'd like to be because we just don't have that voice there.
The Warm Line had a soft opening in late August, and even without publicizing the number, hundreds of calls were transferred over from other hotlines in the state. Callers get people just like them on the other end of the line, folks who've had lived experience of mental illness or substance abuse or both.
Really, it's just like talking to someone that you'd meet on the street almost. It kind of starts off where you're just getting to know each other and you're just there equal. You're not advising them. You're helping them to find out what they need to do themselves. They need to make that decision.
Greer says that equal footing makes a big difference when it comes to showing people that it's possible to change the way things are going.
So that's like a pretty big factor because as a peer support worker, you can tell your story. You know, counselors and therapists, they might have stories to tell, but professionally, they can't tell those stories, whereas our story is a big part of giving hope to the callers that you can get better and you really can.
There are two callers in particular who call us often, both males, and just the experiences that they share with me when they speak remind me so very much of my own life story.
Zachary Kluckman is one of the people answering the Warm Line.
Similar journeys, similar pathways, and even missteps, and it really reminds me of where I've come from, but it also really allows me to be able to relate to and resonate with these callers.
Kluckman says he knows there's not enough resources for people trying to manage behavioral health and substance abuse around the state.
I believe that this helps to fill that gap a lot. Clinicians, counselors, therapists, psychologists, they're wonderful resources in the community, but there is at times a shortage of those, even support groups.
The average length of a Warm Line conversation is around 22 minutes, according to a news release, and more than 90% of callers say they just want to talk. Kluckman says the peer support workers have definitely helped avert bigger problems, even in the first few weeks.
Maybe they're sort of pre-crisis and they're trying to avoid it. They can feel it coming. I mean, we've been on the phone with people in the midst of panic attacks where we spend time breathing with them, meditating, helping to kind of calm down and refocus and find their center again.
Phil Evans is the CEO of the company that operates the Warm Line.
When we evaluate a decision to make that phone call, am I in crisis? How desperate am I? There's a level of stigma. All too often, there's a bar that someone needs to imagine being above in order to make that phone call to a hotline or a crisis line.
Evans' company, Protocol Services, also runs the state's 24/7 crisis and access line. Crisis is disruptive, he says, and it's not just the stuff you see on the news. It's missed days at work, missed time with families. He says the Warm Line could help streamline behavioral health services.
I think that the problems that face our behavioral health care system have a lot to do with coordination or the lack of coordination.
And sometimes, he says, that means people fall through the cracks.
Getting discharged from a mental health facility and perhaps not getting followed up with, not knowing where individuals are in their services or not being able to provide 24/7 appointment scheduling.
Evans says in the future, the Warm Line could help connect not just people to other people, but existing resources around the state. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.